This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers pulled more survivors from the rubble Sunday, including a pregnant woman and two small children. But the death toll from the quakes and also surpassed 33,000 in Syria and Turkey. 100 people and 13 suspects, I should say, have been detained in Turkey. Reuters' Lauren Anthony tells us why.
Turkey vowed on Sunday to thoroughly investigate anyone thought to be responsible for building collapses due to the country's devastating earthquakes nearly a week ago. The detention of 113 suspects has been ordered, and arrests have already begun. This is the moment police detained the developer of one residential complex that collapsed as he prepared to board a plane at Istanbul Airport for Montenegro on Friday evening, according to the Anadolu news agency. There was no immediate information on casualties from the 12-story complex in Antakya.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting.
That's
the sound of Pope Francis in Italian praying for the victims of the earthquakes that struck at the Turkey and Syrian border region. Also, on Sunday, Pope Francis expressed sadness and worry about the news that a Roman Catholic bishop, Rolando Alvarez, an outspoken critic of the Nicaraguan government, has been sentenced to 26 years in prison in the latest move against the Catholic Church and government opponents. Alvarez was sentenced Friday after refusing to get on a flight to the United States with 222 other prisoners, all opponents of President Daniel Ortega. In addition to his prison term, Alvarez was stripped of his Nicaraguan citizenship. This is VOA News. Russian forces over the weekend continue to shell Ukrainian cities amid a grinding push to seize more land in the east of the country. And the International Olympic Committee is defending its decision to help athletes from Russia and Belarus qualify for the 2024 Paris Summer Games. This is despite a harsh rebuke from Ukraine's president. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian athletes have no place in Olympic competition. But the head of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, says
sport is to unify.
They've been advised by the UN they can't discriminate against athletes from Russia and Belarus.
History will show who is doing more for peace. The ones who try to keep lines open and to communicate, and or the ones who want to isolate or divide.
During World War II, Germany and Japan were excluded from the 1948 London Olympics. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Neutral Austria has come under fire and criticism for granting visas that would allow sanctioned Russian lawmakers to attend a Vienna meeting of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The issue highlights the delicate balancing act the European country has engaged in while trying to maintain its long-standing position of military neutrality during the war in Ukraine. The Austrian government has condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine while stressing the need to maintain diplomatic relations with Moscow. In a letter to Austria's chancellor and other officials, 81 delegates from 20 countries called upon the Austrian government to prohibit the participation of the sanctioned Russian individuals at the upcoming OSCE meeting. Fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles are now poised for the big game set to start in less than half hour on the east coast of the United States. While some are gearing up in Phoenix, AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Almost everyone was sporting their team gear at an NFL Experience event ahead of the big game and cheering them on. Eagles fan Chris Henderson says he's feeling pretty confident about his team winning.
We got the best passing defense in the game. I mean, I know they got the good quarterback, but I think we can hold him down. He's going to be hard to try to scramble with us on that leg, so hopefully we'll be able to take the victory.
But Chiefs fan Paul Zahn says his team will take home the win.
We got one of the best defensive lines in the country. Our running game's going to be fantastic. Our defense has been playing fantastic. So I feel like it's going to be a double-digit win for Kansas City.
But FanDuel Sportsbook has the Eagles beating the Chiefs by 1.5 points.
AP's Julie Walker. I'm Tommy McNeil.